This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. We're going to head to Nairobi now, where Peter Gresta, BBC East Africa correspondent, is with us to talk about what happened today in a UN court. They've convicted the organizer, who they say is an organizer, of the 1994 Rwanda genocide that claimed more than 500,000 lives and have sentenced him to life in prison. Welcome, Peter.
Good morning.
So tell us about the man who was sentenced.
Well, the man is Teonesta Bagasora, a 67-year-old man who was at the time one of the very senior officials in the defense ministry. Now, the tribunal found him guilty of organizing the genocide as far back as 1990, that's 3 or 4 years before the genocide actually took place. And he apparently worked with a number of senior military officers, two of which were convicted alongside him, to draw up a document that the president had commissioned that was supposed to look at the people that they regarded as the enemies of the state, the enemies of Rwanda. And they defined the enemies as the Tutsi population, the minority Tutsis. And over the subsequent years, they organized the Interahamwe, which were the notorious militias, the Hutu militias, that eventually became the core of the killing machine that led to those 500,000 deaths or more that you've just spoken of. And they armed them, they trained them, they brought in the weapons, and they also gave the orders for the genocide to begin when the moment finally came.
And Peter, why has it taken so long? You're talking about crimes that took place 14 years ago.
That's right. It is an extraordinarily long time. It's taken them years and years to get to this stage. In fact, Mr. Bagasora's trial itself took 5 years. It began in 2002 and ended in the middle of last year, and it's taken them a year and a half to get to this verdict. And I think that's a pretty solid indication of just how complicated the evidence has been, how complicated the trial process has been. But I have to say the whole tribunal has also been pretty widely criticized for the way that it's conducted the trials, for the time that it's taken. But nonetheless, they have reached a verdict, and probably the most significant verdict in the tribunal's history, because this is the one man that has been accused of being the mastermind of that incredible atrocity.
Do you think it's significant in the bigger scheme of things, given what's happening right now in Rwanda and the conflict with the Congo?
Absolutely, I think it is. In fact, it's already been welcomed by a number of human rights groups, including Human Rights Watch, as sending a very clear signal to people around the world, to leaders around the world, that that justice will eventually catch up with them. There's been a lot of debate about whether or not these kinds of trials are healthy for a country still trying to recover from the kinds of ethnic divisions that we saw in Rwanda and we're now seeing unfold in the eastern Congo. But I think there's also a feeling that you have to go through with these kinds of processes. You have to see justice has to be done, because the wounds will continue to fester if they're not, if these crimes aren't uncovered and if the perpetrators aren't eventually brought to book. And I think that's one of the reasons why the human rights campaigners are hailing this particular decision.
Peter Gresta, thanks for joining us as always. Peter Gresta is a BBC
Pleasure.
East Africa correspondent, and he was reporting to us from Nairobi.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.